The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
It's halftime here at Quincy High School. Opening night of the 2013-14 girls basketball season. The Coldwater Cardinals leading the Quincy Orioles 24-20. Halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals and the Orioles tonight. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title. A local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tippett's Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First for the Quincy Orioles, Ashton King with two, Kelsey Bean with two, Bailey Knock with three, Andrea Farron leading the way for the Orange and Black with seven, Katie Spaulding with six, Gabby Masson with two. 20 points once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, Megan Scorfar with two, Kate Vella with three, Kenzie Galloway with three, Carly Smoker leading the way for Coldwater with seven, Shelby Bowers with two, Jordan Shirey with six, and Morgan Howard with a free throw, 24 once you get all that tallied up. By the quarters, Coldwater outscored Quincy in the first, 14-11. The Cardinals outscored the Orioles in the second quarter, though, 10-9, as the defense of intensity for both teams really picked up. Plus, offensively, if you are watching the game in person, one can tell that the first game of the season, it can be a little bit rocky on the glass. Meanwhile, so far in the game for Coldwater, Jordan Shirey with four rebounds. Just about what you expect from the post player returning for a senior campaign. Shelby Bowers with three off the bench for Coldwater. Earlier tonight in the JV game here at Quincy, Coldwater was a 45-17 winner over the Quincy JVs. Megan Hope had 10 points and 7 rebounds. Stacy Guzzi, 7 points and 5 boards. Brianna Eddy with 6 points and 7 rebounds. Meanwhile, for the Quincy Orioles, Megan Parshall led the way with 7, and Zoe Azeltine had 6. Didn't get a chance to mention our Sports Booster sponsors earlier in the broadcast, so we'd like to give a special acknowledgement and thanks to our Sports Boosters for the winner, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Hughley's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and DeConcha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill. All the members of our WTVB Sports Boosters who will be with us all season long for the 34 regular season boys and girls basketball games that we'll have throughout the 2013-14 basketball season, plus March Magic, which will start the last week of February. Go figure. The game played at Coldwater High School earlier tonight. Freshman girls basketball between the Lady Cardinal freshmen and Parma Western. It was Western on top of Coldwater, 57-15. Quick check of the WTVB scoreboard. First, the NBA at the half, Philadelphia leading Orlando 58-57. Boston on top of Milwaukee 40-29. There's 6:01 left in the first half there. Denver leading Brooklyn 34-32. Miami now trailing the Pistons 36-24, 7 minutes left in the first half. And early in the game between Memphis and Phoenix, it's the Grizzlies 15 and the Suns 10. NCAA men's basketball coming up later tonight. Number 22 Michigan visiting number 10 Duke as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Michigan State will host North Carolina coming up tomorrow night as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Game's going on right now at the half. Syracuse leading Indiana 33-29. UMass on top of Eastern Michigan, 43-42, with 12:21 left in the second half. Checking out the NHL, second period, San Jose leading Toronto 2-1. The Islanders on top of Pittsburgh 2-0 in the second period. Carolina leading Washington 1-0, second period there. Blue Jackets on top of Tampa Bay 1-0. That's in the second period. Ottawa and Florida tied at 2 at the end of the first period. No score between Dallas and Chicago and between Vancouver and Nashville. Those are just underway. Here at Quincy High School, halftime of the varsity girls basketball game between Coldwater and Quincy, we see the Cardinals leading the Orioles 24-20. Biggest lead either team had was 7, but Quincy has been able to cut it real close. We'll see what sort of second half adjustments both Coach Dana Clark and Ken Smoker made for the Orioles and the Cardinals respectively. We'll find out after this 2-minute break. 24-20, Cardinals on top of Quincy. You're listening to Branch County High School girls basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name McDonald's players of the game for both the Cardinals and the Orioles. It's brought to you by McDonald's of Branch County. Coldwater ball to start the second half. The Cardinals lead 24-20 over the Quincy Orioles. Coldwater moving from left to right. Quincy from right to left as we have switched sides. Skip pass from Mackenzie Galloway to Carly Smoker. Her shot short. Rebound put back, though, does go in for Kenzie. Kenzie with 5 points. She also has 3 fouls, so she better be extra careful on defense. The Cardinals lead by 6. Here comes Quincy for their first offensive series. A shot and a score from the right elbow by Bailey Canock. After that exchange of buckets, it's Coldwater 26, Quincy 22. Back to our original starting lineup, a streaking Megan Scorfar, left baseline short, rebound put back, doesn't go in for Carly Smoker as that rolled off the bench. Here come the Quincy Orioles. They're starting five back out on the floor. Canock mugged by Kendall Galloway. Now she moves the baseline. Loses the ball, it's picked up by Shirey. Here comes Kenzie Galloway, 1-on-3 break. Galloway has numbers and she gets the scoop shot to go in. Kenzie Galloway lighting it up with the first 4 points of the second half for Coldwater, opening up a 6-point lead once again, 28-22. Here's Ashton King on the right wing, bounce pass to Farron, long two from just inside the top of the key, short, rebounded by Shirey. Here come the Cardinals and Kendall Galloway finding Shirey up top to score far on the right corner. Back up top to streaking Kenzie Galloway, forces up a shot from the right baseline. Didn't get it to go in, but she draws a foul. Bailey Canock picking up her first foul, team first of the second half. Kenzie Galloway showing a lot more aggressiveness on the offensive side of the ball, something that Ken Smoker really wanted to see in the pregame interview. First to two from Kenzie is good. 29-22, the Cardinals lead by seven. Could be eight with another make here. 6:29 left in the third quarter. Drew Iron and Masson with a rebound for Quincy. Quickly the other end of the floor. Andrea Farron gets hacked. She'll go up for a pair as Jordan Shirey picks up her first foul, team first of the second half. A foul situation for Quincy. King and Hard, each with two. For Coldwater, Kenzie Galloway with three, Kate Bella with two. First of two from the free throw line from Andrea Farron went in and out, so it remains 29-22 Card. 6:21 left in the third quarter. Second one bounces off the front of the rim, rolls in. She splits the pair, 29-23. Other on the floor, Galloway, right corner three. It's a little short. Canucks there with a rebound, one and done for Coldwater. Running up the floor, here's King, cross court to Farron. Scarfar is guarding her, cross court to Canuck on the right elbow, clogged up. Finds an open Masson. Finger roller doesn't go in, trying to post up behind Shirey. Second chance no good for the Orioles. Rebounded by Scorfar. She's forced to the right sideline. Got a little bit of help. Ahead it comes to Kenzie Galloway. Galloway with numbers. Can't get it to go in, but she drew the foul. Gabby Masson picking up her second foul. Team second for the Orioles. Back to the free throw line for Kenzie Galloway. So far from the free throw line, 2 of 4. First of two from Kenzie Galloway. Short armed it, but got a good bounce and got it to go in. 30-23. The Cardinals lead by seven once again. 5:48 left in the third quarter. Second and one, down, up, and good. 10 points now for Kenzie Galloway, 31-23, 8-point lead, biggest of the night for Coldwater. They have never trailed the entire night, although Quincy has kept things relatively close. For the most part in the first half, here's Ashton King on the ball for the left wing. Bounce pass comes to Katie Spaulding, left it short from the low left block. Shirey with the rebound, long throw from Kendall Galloway to Megan Scorfar. Blew by her defender. King overshot it underneath. Masson's there with a rebound for the Orioles. 31-23. Cardinals 5:14 left in the third quarter. Ball knocked away on the long home run pass. Quincy will get it out of bounds. And Katie Spaulding will trigger. Pass deflected by Kenzie Galloway. Trying to get the ball back to someone that was out of bounds. Well, Coldwater with a gift wrap possession, just 1 second coming off the clock. Kenzie Galloway inbounds to younger sister Kendall. Bounce pass to Shirey, trying to get it inside to a streaking Scorfar. Cardinals retain possession. Kenzie inside. Shirey posting up from the low right block, and she gets it to sitting in. 8 points now for Shirey, and the Cardinals have their biggest lead of the night. It's 10. And a full timeout called for by Quincy head coach Dana Clark. She'll get it for 54 left in the third quarter. 33 for the Cardinals, 23 for the Orioles. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Branch County High School girls basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more, all at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
So far in the third quarter, Coldwater has outscored Quincy 9-3, opening up a 10-point lead over the Orioles, 33-23, opening night of the 2013-14 girls basketball season. Kenzie Galloway leading the charge for the Cardinals here in the third quarter. She has 7 third-quarter points, 10 total. Jordan Shirey now with 8. Quincy ball coming out of the timeout. Katie Spalding will trigger in front of the scorer's table. And it comes to Ashton King. Between the circles with Kendall Galloway guarding her on the man-to-man defense. Moving to the right wing. Got away with a travel. Katie Spalding, a weird-looking pass. She couldn't corral it before going out of bounds. The Cardinals will get it back. 4:44 left in the third. They lead by 10, 33-23. Kendall Galloway. Once the Orioles showing, looks like a box and one here. Ashton King following Kendall Galloway. The rest of the team in a 2-2 zone. The wild shot a little bit short. Comes back to Kendall now. Here's Kate Bella with a spin move. Bounce pass to an open. Carly Smoker, she left it short. Rebound put back by Kenzie. No good. Rebounded by the Orioles. Andrea Farron, she wants to run. She has numbers. Gave the ball off to Jordan Shirey underneath the bucket. Meanwhile, on the Cardinals' attempt to run the fast break, they get called for traveling. The fast break was going just a little bit too fast. Quincy gets a gift wrap possession, 4:05 left in the third quarter. They trail by 10, 33-23. King with the ball. Good job of her not picking up her third foul yet. Moving off the screen to the right wing to Farron on the right corner. Decides to shoot over Kate Bella and drain her first triple of the season. Farron has 10 of Quincy's 26 points. Makes things a little bit more interesting. Kendall Galloway with a runner down the middle. Short. She draws a foul. For Quincy, Gabby Masson just picked up her third foul. There is a substitution for the Orioles. That'll check in after the first of two from Kendall Galloway. Sophomore point guard not being relied on to score at least her sophomore season. Oh, Aaron Hart comes in for Masson for the Orioles. Meanwhile, Shelby Bowers in for Coldwater, relieving Carly Smoker. Kendall Galloway with a couple of misses underneath, Hard with a rebound. Quickly, the Orioles pushing the ball up the floor. Farron inside to Spalding, shoots over Kenzie Galloway, in and out. Last touch by, I believe, Shirey. Check that. Last touch by Quincy. Initial indication was that it was going to be Quincy ball, but Coldwater will get it with 3:31. Left in the third quarter in the backcourt. They lead 33-26. Kendall Galloway will be met up by the extended zone, Ashton King. Now here's Kate Bella with the ball. Dribble driving, finding an opening down the middle of the lane. Shot from the left baseline doesn't go in for Shirey, just a little bit short. Here come the Orioles. Andrea Farron splits the defenders. Fast break. Doesn't go in. She missed, but she drew contact. For the Cardinals, Kendall Galloway picking up her first foul, team second. Back to the free throw line for Andrea Farron, where so far she is 50% to a 4. First of two is good. Score far end of the game as Kendall Galloway gets a breather. .33-27 Cardinals, 3:08 left to play in the third quarter. Now 33-28, the second one from Farron, ugly, but managed to get it through the cylinder. 5-point lead, Bella for three from the right wing, other end, short, Spalding with a rebound for Quincy. Here comes Ashton King running, finds Farron on the right wing, hops up, long two from up top, in and out, rebound, and a whistle and a foul. Katie Spalding taking a tumble in the scrum underneath the bucket. For Coldwater, Megan Scorefar picking up her first foul, team third. They said Spalding was in the act of shooting, so she'll try and put some points up from the free throw line here. A brick on the first one. It remains 38-33-28, a five-point lead for Coldwater over Quincy, 2:57 left in the quarter. Second one doesn't go in. Cracking down the rebound is Jordan Shirey. Here come the Cardinals. Bella finding some space on the left side, and the runner's good. Cardinals lead by seven once again, 35-28. Here comes Canuck on the weak side. Leaves it short on the left, rebounded by Shirey. Ripped it away from a couple of Orioles. Now long lob, Vela finding Shelby Bowers, bumped off by a double team. Get it out to Kenzie Galloway. Her shot from 15, right side. Rolls off the hoop, short, rebounded by Aaron Hart for the Orioles. Ashton King stopping, popping, wide open, three! 35-31, it's almost as if the Orioles just had their spinach. Galloway trying to answer, and does, for two from the left wing. 37-31 after that exchange of buckets. Coldwater leading with under 2 minutes left in the third quarter. King trying to find Spalding. Loose ball is tapped back to the Cardinals. Kenzie Galloway finding Kate Vela. She's got numbers. Ball poked away from behind by Ashton King cleanly. The Cardinals will retain possession underneath their bucket. A minute 46 left in the third quarter. Kelsey Bean will check in for Quincy as Hard comes to the bench. Jordan Kotwicki will check in as well for the O's. Bailey Canuck getting a breather. Kenzie Galloway will trigger underneath the bucket for the Cardinals. They lead by six and find Shirey. Bowers inside to a streaking score far. Backdoor cut. Left it a little short. She slips. Picks herself up. Here come the Orioles. Ashton King's long pass intercepted by Coldwater. Nice pass from Vela to Scorefar underneath. Scorefar draws a foul and will go up for two. Ashton King now picking up her third foul, team fourth. Scorefar up to the line for a pair. First one rolls off the hoop, doesn't go in. For Quincy, King to the bench. Abby Parshall comes in for her. 37 for the Coldwater Cardinals, 31 for the Quincy Orioles. A minute 31 left in the third quarter. Second of two from Scorefar off the back of the rim. Loose ball off of Shirey's hands, picked up by Spalding. Here comes Abby Parshall with the ball. Get it to Farron. Right sideline, a minute 20 left in the third quarter. Now to Parrish. Almost lost the ball. The Orioles get it back. Parshall got Wicky for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped away from Kenzie Galloway right into Katie Spalding's hands. Her shot short. And it's going to be Coldwater ball with exactly 1 minute left in the third quarter. 37-31. The Cardinals lead by six. Quite an up-tempo pace here this first game of the season. Here's Shirey with the ball on the left elbow. Get it to Vela, dribble driving, baseline. Goes underneath the bucket. Finds a wide open Jordan Shirey from the low left blocks, and she scores. 39-31, eight-point lead for the Cardinals, and a slap away and a steal. Scorefar throws the ball to a streaking Kate Vela. Got the layup to go in despite pressure coming from Kotwicki for the Orioles. Cardinals lead by 10 once again, 41-31, 20 seconds left in the third. Here's Farron, shot by Bean, blocked by Shirey. Ball comes back out to Farron. Bean on the right elbow to Kotwicki. Pulls up a shot from the high left block, and she scores her first bucket of the season. And Vela will just dribble out the clock as the buzzer sounds. After three, it is Coldwater 41 and Quincy 33. Back in a minute, you're listening to Branch County High School Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Loveberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
A very quick pace to this opening girls basketball game of the season. After three quarters of play, Coldwater leads Quincy 41-33. Many times we see that as being a final score, but we still have at least eight more minutes of action here from Quincy High School. Sean Watson, Mike Side, Coach Ken Delaney back at the WTVB studios. Zach Boyce at the CCS TV cameras for the rebroadcast coming up next Friday. Quincy ball to start the fourth quarter. Katie Spaulding will inbound, sideline right. Ashton King's back in there for the Orioles. Also, Kaylin Hines, Bailey Canuck, and Gabby Masson back in with three fouls. The runner is short by Canuck, rebounded by Kenzie Galloway. Kendall Galloway will push the ball up the floor, joined by Smoker, Scorfar, and Howard. Here's Kenzie Galloway down the middle of the lane, draws a foul on her attempt at the runner. Kaylin Hines picking up her second foul, team fifth. Kenzie Galloway back to the free throw line. That was Kenzie Galloway leading the way for the Coldwater Cardinals in the third quarter. Nine of her points coming in that third frame. She now has 10 second half points. 13 total. And now 14. Lead for the Cardinals back up to 10, 43-33, 7:38 left in the fourth quarter. Here's Bailey Canuck on the weave, loses her dribble, picked up by Kendall Galloway. Cardinals think they have numbers, but Kendall will pull the ball out. Now, open, long two from Scorfar, too strong off the back of the rim, ball hauled in by Canuck. And gets it to the 4-11 Ashton King, inside to the 5-11 Gabby Masson, two times. Tries to force up a shot over Morgan Howard, but Morgan Howard will pick up the foul for the Cards. It's going to be her first, team third. Masson with her first trip to the free throw line this season. The clock has stopped at 7:14 left in the fourth quarter. Cardinals currently lead by 10. Now by 9 as Masson makes the first. 43-34. Gabby Masson with a couple of bounces. She dips, she shoots, bounces off the front of the rim and got it to go in. 8-point lead. Quickly, the ball the other end of the floor. Kendall Galloway finding Howard will get it out to the left wing. Fine score far. Being defended well by King. Now to Kenzie Galloway to Smoker on the right corner. Back to Kenzie. Cross court looking for Kendall. Tracks the ball down left sideline. And timeout Coldwater. Something that Coach Ken Smoker didn't quite like as the Cardinals were running the offense that time up the floor. We'll keep it here. There's 6:54 left to play in the fourth quarter. Coldwater leading Quincy 43-35. After tonight's contest, the Cardinals return to action on Friday. They open up Smack East play, actually, hosting the Loy Norix Knights. It's going to be a rare Friday triple header for the girls. The freshmen getting underway at 4:15. The JVs at approximately 5:45. And the varsity at around 7:15. Quinn Berry will join me, Mike Side, beginning at 7 on Friday night. For the Quincy Orioles, they're back in action on Friday. JV and varsity girls basketball action at Mendon. JV game out at Mendon tips off at 6. The varsity to follow at about 7:30. Coming out of the 30-second timeout that Coldwater took, Kenzie Galloway will trigger to younger sister Kendall. Looking at the extended zone defense, nice feed to Morgan Howard, and she scores her first field goal of her varsity career. Back up to a 10-point lead, 45-35, clock moving, 6:38 left in the fourth. Hines with a double dribble, a little bit indecisive, trying to find a potential target for her pass. So it'll be Coldwater ball, score far inbounds to Kendall Galloway. Again, joined out on the floor by Kenzie Galloway, Morgan Howard, and Carly Smoker. Here's Kendall, top of the key with the extended 2-3 zone defense. Score far on the right wing, doubled up. Throws the ball to Kenzie Galloway. Good job of her tracking the ball down. She slips. Say Katie Spaulding is guilty of the tripping foul, her second. Her second foul is a team six. The next whistle against the Orioles will mean bonus time for the Cardinals the rest of the game. Kenzie Galloway triggers sideline left at 6:16 left in the game. 45-35. Kendall Galloway between the circles. The Orioles trying to extend the 2-3 zone defense. Kenzie Galloway finds Smoker open from 10 from the right baseline. She draws contact. Bailey Canock picking up her second foul, team seventh on the shooting foul. Will be Carly Smoker for two, trying to increase the Coldwater lead. First one bounces off the back of the rim, a little too strong, and a little bit of backspin there, too. It remains 45-35 Cardinals for the time being. Andrea Farron getting ready to check in. She'll have to stay at the scorer's table for a little while. Smoker missed on both ends of that trip to the free throw line. Here come the Orioles. King shoots a long two from the left wing. Off balance, it's short. Ball comes to Megan Scarfar. She has numbers. And she gets the layup despite pressure coming in from Kalen Hines from behind. Biggest lead of the night for the Cardinals, 47-35. They lead by 12, 5:40 left. Quincy's leading scorer will have to stay in front of the scorer's table for a little bit longer as the Orioles are running their offense. Ashton King's blocked. Kendall Galloway took a hard tumble in the battle for the rebound. She's scooped up by her teammates. It's going to be a Quincy foul. We're going 94 feet the other way for a 1-1, and double for the O's. Gabby Masson just picked up her fourth. Kayla Gillette checking in for Coldwater. Andrea Farron for Quincy. Also, we will see Erin Haar check in for the Orioles. She comes in for Masson, who again just picked up her fourth foul, team eight. Back to the free throw line. This time, a 1-1 for Kendall Galloway. The clock has stopped with 5:32 left. Front end, high rainbow on that one. It's good. She'll get the bonus. Her first varsity point increases the Coldwater lead to 13, 48-35, 5:32 left. Second one, too strong off the back of the rim. Kenzie Galloway gets it to Kendall. Now a wide open Michaela Gillette went through her wickets. I don't think she was expecting that. She was wide open on the right corner, but again, the pass went through her legs and out of bounds to Quincy. So it remains 48-35 Cardinals, 5:22 left. King to Canock on the left wing, trying to spin move in front of Gillette. She's clogged up, needs help, finds Erin Haar, now moving to the baseline. Kenzie almost ripped the ball away. Now here's a shot and a score from just inside the free throw line for Canock. 48-37, Cardinals lead by 11, 5 minutes left. Kendall Galloway finds Kenzie 30 feet away from the bucket on the right side. Now dribble drive to an open Morgan Howard. She got hacked. And to the free throw line for Morgan Howard. as Katie Spaulding picks up her third foul, team nine. On the shooting foul, the first of two for Morgan Howard, down, up, too strong off the back of the rim. Again, the notoriously hard Quincy rim acting to the detriment of Coldwater. Quincy Spaulding to the bench, caught Wiki coming in, and we will get Abby Parshall checking in for Ashton King. Parshall only a couple of inches taller than King in that point guard position for the Orioles. King at 4'11 and Parshall at 5'1. Second of two from Morgan Howard. She left it short. It's tracked down by Aaron Hard. It remains 48-37. Cardinals lead by 11, 4:41 left. Barron cross-court lob to no one in particular. Coldwater ball, and we will get the varsity debut of Haley Ranke checking in for the first time tonight. Ranke is a 5'10 junior. She won Most Improved Player honors for the Coldwater volleyball team this past season. Quincy's going to throw out a press for the first time. Michaela Gillette triggering. Bounce pass comes to Kenzie Galloway. Sideline left, blows by those two defenders. Finds an open. Ranke high off the glass and good. Successfully run fast break to break the Quincy press and increase the lead for the Cardinals to 13 once again. 50-37, 4:16 left. Parshall being clogged up by Kendall Galloway and forces Parshall to travel. Really kind of a relaxed atmosphere here at the Quincy High School gym. So this is the first game of the season, a cross-county battle between the Cardinals of Coldwater and the Orioles of Quincy. Currently led by Coldwater 50-37. Kenzie Galloway finding Michaela Gillette streaking left baseline. Give it up to Kenzie on the left block. The fadeaway Jay Short. Haley Ranke's there with a rebound. And she draws contact on her attempt at the putback. She's going to go up for two no matter what because Quincy just picked up their 10th team foul. Andrea Farron with her first. Oh, first of two for the junior. Haley Ranke is down, is up, and it's good. Looking mighty impressive, and Dana Clark, the Quincy head coach, will call a 30-second timeout. We'll take time as well. 3:58 left. It's now 51-37 Coldwater. Back in 30, you're listening to Branch County High School girls basketball on WTVB.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard with 8:05 left in the second half in the Big Ten ACC Challenge game between Syracuse and Indiana. The Orange leading the Hoosiers 56-37. Later tonight, Michigan plays at Duke in another Big Ten ACC Challenge game. Coming out of the Quincy timeout, Haley Ranke back to the free throw line to finish up her trip to the stripe. Short arm that one coming out of the timeout. So she has 3 points. The Cardinals lead 51-37. Orioles trying to run the fast break, and they throw the ball out of the gym. Great job by the fans tracking the ball down here in the Quincy lobby. Gillette will trigger to Kendall Galloway. Kenzie Galloway, Haley Ranke, and Megan Scorfar also out on the floor for the Cardinals. Kendall Galloway gives the ball up on the dribble drive to the Orioles. It's stolen by Katie Spaulding. Here she comes. Ashton King back in. Bounce pass to Andrea Farron. Now give the ball to Hard at the top of the key, trying to head fake Ranky. Dribble drive, lost the dribble, picked up by Kenzie Galloway, looking for a streaking make and score. First, she tracks the ball down, cross court, and Michaela Gillette off the glass and good. How about that fast break, Cardinal fans? 53-37. Other end of the floor, the attempt at the answer doesn't go in. Loose ball rolls off of Kenzie Galloway's fingers as she was pressured by Andrea Farron. Cardinals lead by 16 with 3:06 left. Quincy ball underneath their bucket. Ashton King on the right wing. Get it to the corner. Farron looking for Hard inside. Trying to post up over Ranky. Leaves a little short. Again, Quincy gets the ball. His last touch by Coldwater. Hassan checking back in for Quincy. Andrea Soles in for Coldwater. Also Kate Vella for the Cards. Bailey Canock back in after her quick breather. Under 3 minutes to go. The inbound comes to Canock. Fadeaway Jay in the paint short, but Sam's rebound putback doesn't go in. The ball tipped. Tracked down by Michaela Gillette. Now here's Vella. She'll push the ball up the floor as the Orioles peel back on the press. Vella to the elbow. Get it to Soles. Bounce pass comes between the circles to Vella. Spin move. Almost lost it between her wickets. Looking for Andrea Soles. She was occupied by the defense of Bailey Canock. The ball goes out of bounds to the Orioles. 2:29 left. Coldwater 53, Quincy 37. Cardinals lead by 16 and will end up with a W at the end of the night as Canock misses a three-pointer from the left wing. Here come the Cardinals. They want to run. Score far to Gillette. She got bumped. She'll go up for two, and if the foul is whistled against Masana or a couple of Orioles in the vicinity of Michaela Gillette, it is against Masana, and she just fouled out of the game. Karen Hard will come in for her. Meanwhile, Megan Scorfar coming to the bench, probably for the last time, as we see Kelly Perucki check in for the first time. Perucki, a 5'6 senior, started some games last season. First, a two from Michaela Gillette is high off the back of the rim. Her first trip to the free throw line this season. The Cardinal lead remains 16. It's now 17 as Michaela Gillette got that ball to go in like a horse pill. Here come the Orioles. Perucki immediately making an impact, getting in Farron's way and committing the foul. Her first is just going to be the team fifth. The Cardinals do have a couple of fouls to give with 2:08 left. A 17-point lead, 54-37. Like I said, the Cardinals are going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score will be. Don't forget to stick around for our post-game show where we'll talk with both Ken Smoker and Dana Clark, the head coaches of the Cardinals and the Orioles, respectively, and named players of the game for both Coldwater and Quincy, McDonald's, the Branch, and Hillsdale counties. Bella throws the ball in the front court, stolen by the Orioles. Farron had numbers, and a big rejection by Perucki. She tracks down the pumpkin. Here she comes, sideline right. Takes a tumble as Aaron Hard got in her way. Ooh, boy. Even with a minute 34 left in the fourth quarter, it's a very frantic pace. Meanwhile, an official timeout as there is a Quincy player down back in the other end of the court. Immediately, Quincy head coach Dana Clark coming out. Also, Quincy athletic director Jamie Angle. Lots of thanks for a fine hospitality that he showed us tonight and through the years. Looks like the player that is down for the Quincy Orioles may have gotten the wind knocked out of her. Not quite able to see the injured Quincy player. The clock has stopped right now with a minute 34 left in the fourth quarter 54 for the Coldwater Cardinals and 37 for the Quincy Orioles. Opportunity for the other players out on the floor to grab a quick gulp of water, actually catch their breaths a little bit. It has been a very frantic pace, surprisingly so, for the first game of a girls' basketball season. Bailey Canock now sits up. Is being held by both Jamie Engel and Dave Spaulding, the principal here at Quincy, to the bench. It's not looking good, seeing as how she had to be carried to the bleachers. And now we'll see if they're looking at the knee or the ankle. Timeout is going to be taken. I believe the Cardinals are taking it. It's a full timeout. We'll take time as well. A minute 34 left, 54-37 cards. You're listening to Branch County High School Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Quincy ball coming out of both timeouts, the entry timeout and the full timeout that Coldwater took. A minute 30 and counting left to play in the game, 54-37. Here is Kelsey B, who checked in for Bailey Canock, who is getting looked at behind the Quincy bench. The shot is short, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Coldwater. Quincy ball with a minute 19 left. Kaylin Hines inbounds to Alex Harmon. She throws the ball to Kelly Peruki. One-on-two break. Quincy player slipped. Peruki missed. Loose ball down on the floor, and we will get a jump ball possession arrow. This time points toward Coldwater. It was a little bit on the muggy side. I'm surprised that there haven't been more players slipping on the floor. Michaela Gillette triggering. The Cardinals lead by 17. Here's a shot and an air ball for Andrea Soles. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Gillette. Ball ripped away by Katie Hawkins, checking in for the first time for the Orioles. Other end of the floor, a shot from the left block missed by Kaylin Hines, but she drew the foul. For Coldwater, Michaela Gillette picking up her first foul, team six. So to the free throw line for the first time for Kaylin Hines. First of two is down, is up, and it rattles off the hoop. And this will be a bit of a treat. Rika Bornholt, a 5'6 German exchange student, will see her first varsity basketball action here in the States. We heard Coach Dana Clark talk about her during the pregame show. Could be an interesting experiment. 54-37 Cardinals, 55 seconds left. Second one is down, is up. It does not go in for Kaylin Hines. Here come the Cardinals with the ball. Vella to Soles, long two from the left baseline is short. Rebound taken away by Hines. Hines weaving through traffic, gets the ball to Bornholt. Tried to shoot, gave it up to Hines, and she had the ball stolen away. Loose ball picked up by Gillette. Shot underneath the glass for the Cardinals, but Gillette going back to the free throw line with 32 seconds left. Liz Counterman, who checked into the Quincy lineup, picking up the foul. She's a 5'4 junior. her first. First of two from Michaela Gillette is Brick. Remains 54-37 Coldwater with 32 seconds left. Second one down, up, and good. Gillette splits the pair. It's now 55-37. The Cardinals now lead by 18. Ball poked away. It's tracked down by Hines. Hook taken away by Gillette. Now here comes Bella. She lets everybody else get up to the front court. Here's Gillette. Bounce pass inside to Kelly Peruki, trying to post up, and she does successfully. Her first bucket of the season. Cardinals lead by 20. The only thing left in doubt now is what the final score is going to be. Here's Hines with 7, with 6. Shot is an air ball from the right baseline. Gillette with a rebound. Bella turned her hand as she had the ball. Went out of bounds. Quincy will get it with just a second left. How about a set play for Rika Barnhold, the exchange student from Germany for Quincy? Nope. Comes right to Kaylin Hines. Her three-pointer from 30 feet is short. The buzzer sounds. The game is over. Final score from here at Quincy High School. The Coldwater Cardinals 57. The Quincy Orioles 37. The Orioles held it just 4 fourth quarter points. They drop to 0-1. They play at Mendon on Friday night. The Cardinals open up 1-0. They will host Lloyd Norris to open up Smack East play on Friday. Again, the final score from here at Quincy High School, the Coldwater Cardinals 57, the Quincy Orioles 37. Back with the post game after this. You're listening to Branch County High School girls basketball on WTVB.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Tuesday's lunch specials include your choice of a Polish dog with kraut or BLT, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
This holiday season, find unique gifts at Nottowa Gas Company in Tekonsha and Nottowa. Delight your favorite gardener with their selection of books, including Michigan Container Gardening, Michigan Edible Gardening, and Michigan Herb Gardening. For the adventurous, Nottowa Gas carries a selection of Michigan nature and trail guides. If you're not sure what to give, Nottowa Gas offers gift certificates. Nottowa Gas on South US 27 Tekonsha or M66 in Nottowa. Or shop online at nottowagas.com.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more, all at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Quincy High School. Sean Watson, Mike Side. It was a successful opening night of the season for the Coldwater Cardinals as they outscored the opposition in the second half, 33-17, post a 57-37 win. Although there were times in the game where Quincy kept it close, they were down within two a couple different points over the course of the season, but the Cardinals again pulled away in the second half. Let's bring you the scoring summary. First for the victorious Cardinals, who start out at 1-0. Megan Scorefire with 4 points and four steals. Kate Vella with 7 points. Haley Ranke with three. Kendall Galloway with a single free throw. Kelly Peruki with a late bucket. Kenzie Galloway, she led all scorers to 14 points. She also had 5 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Carly Smoker with 7. Shelby Bowers with 2. Jordan Shirey with 10 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Michaela Gillette with 4. And Morgan Howard with 3. So everybody but Andrea Soles getting into the scorebook for the Coldwater Cardinals. That is 57. Once you get that all added up, Cardinals once again will open up Smackey's play on Friday night, hosting Lloyd Norris. Glenn Berry and I will be Mike's side beginning at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Meanwhile, for the Quincy Orioles, who start off at 0-1, Ashton King with 5 points, Kelsey Bean with 2, Bailey Canock with 7, Andrea Farron leading the way for the Orange and Black with 12, Jordan Kotwicki with 2, Katie Spaulding with 6, and Gabby Masson with 4. 37 once you get all that tallied up. By the quarters, Coldwater won every frame, outscoring Quincy in the first 14-11, 10-9 in the second, 17-13 in the third, and 16-4 in the fourth. 11 of Kenzie Galloway's team-high 14 points were scored, actually, in the second half. She had 9 in the third quarter and a couple free throws in the fourth quarter. A good opportunity for Coldwater head coach Ken Smoker to get everybody on the bench into some serious game action. And again, the only person on the Cardinals squad that failed to score was Andrea Soles, but over the course of the season, they'll work on that. Quincy Orioles again will play at Mendon coming up on Friday night. Then they get right into the heart of Big 8 Conference girls basketball. Some of the action earlier tonight, the JV game here at Quincy. Coldwater was a 45-17 winner for the Lady Cardinals of Coach Tina Crabtree. Tina Hope had 10 points and 7 rebounds. Stacey Guzzi, 7 points, 5 boards. Brianna Eddy with 6 points and 7 rebounds. Meanwhile, for Quincy, Megan Parshall with 7, Zoe Azeltine with 6. The freshman girls basketball game at Coldwater High School, since Quincy does not field a freshman team, it was the Western Panthers beating the Coldwater freshmen 57-15. Megan Lippert was the leading scorer for the Coldwater freshmen with 5 points. According to the note from Amy Van Zee, the head coach of the Coldwater girls freshman team, sharing the rebounding spotlight with Grayson Yates and Hannah Parrish. While we await both Kim Smoker and Dana Clark to talk to us for our post-game conversations, we can bring you some more scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. In the third quarter in the NBA, it is Detroit leading Miami 74-61, 2:47 left in the third quarter. The Heat, without the services of Dwayne Wade, who is being rested for general soreness. Ken Smoker, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls basketball team, joining us on our post-game show. Well, for first game, that was a rather frantic pace there.
Well, I told you we were going to look towards pushing the ball up the floor whenever we could, and I thought we did a good job of that.
Oh, I believe you now.
I thought we did a really good job offensively, but I wasn't happy at all with our effort on the defensive end, and we redid our goals for this year, and that's goal number one, that we were going to work to be the best defensive team possible, and we were nowhere near that tonight, especially in the first half and the start of the third quarter.
Well, a couple of different times there, Quincy cut the Coldwater lead, which they never had, which they never gave up the entire night. They cut the lead down to 2, a couple different points.
You know what? They had a couple girls that shot the ball well. The Farron girl?
Yeah.
I was impressed with her. She's pretty quick, but she did a good job of shooting, but we also need to recognize that we need to get out and get a hand up on those people that can score. You know, I told them at halftime, on paper, it looks like Coldwater should dominate, but that's never the case when you play somebody in Branch County, you know, when Coldwater's here. But the longer you let them hang and longer you let them hang, it makes them feel good with a chance to win, and that's what we provided them with up through the half.
But I say that's a classic trap game then, isn't it?
You got it. But you wouldn't think you'd have that when it's your opener. But and we struggled boxing out defensively. They got numerous offensive rebounds that they turned into points. That can't happen either. You know, I'm not going to take anything away from Quincy, but the competition's really going to step up starting Friday, for like we talked about before the game. And if that's the kind of defensive effort we're going to have, we're going to be in trouble.
Oh, talking about some of the bright spots, Kenzie Galloway, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Basically, her regular solid all-around game. Especially, she... did you tell her to be more aggressive offensively in the second half?
No, you know what? She became more aggressive as a result of her defense. You know, in the first half, she got in some foul trouble, some of it because she wants to use her hands, but she's got those long arms and she's quick, and she's finally decided she can be a defender. But a lot of those aggressive plays you saw on offense were a result of what she did defensively.
And then Jordan Shirey, 10 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Making her presence felt on the interior.
Yeah, we are thinking that she should be a dominant force game in and game out, especially on the defensive glass. And she had a spurt there for a while that she did. I didn't get her in the fourth quarter, but I bet you those rebound totals would improve. But I thought it was at that time was a good chance to give some other people a chance to play out there.
And as it turned out, everybody but Andrea Soles figured into the scoring over the course of the game, particularly in the fourth quarter where the Cardinals managed to put the Orioles away, outscoring them 16-4.
Hey, you know, we kept pushing the ball down the floor, but you notice there was some really good passing going on. And, you know, when you move the ball, all kinds of people are going to get an opportunity to score. And Andrea didn't score, but she got a couple of really good looks.
Oh,
they
yeah.
just didn't go in for
her. Oh, again, the defensive effort has to improve probably two- or threefold for the Lady Cardinals against Louis Norix on Friday night, right?
That might even be an understatement. And, you know, I think we're going to concentrate on that. And hopefully this is going to open the girls' eyes up because, and I told them at halftime, we became a really good defensive team the second half of last year, and right now we're not anywhere near that, and we need to be.
Well, Ken Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal Girls, we'll see you Friday night for the Smack East opener.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Ken Smoker joining us on our post-game show, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, who are victorious over the Quincy Orioles 57-37. As we await Quincy head coach Dana Clark, we revisit the WTVB scoreboard. Some high school girls basketball scores coming in, and Stevensville Lakeshore with a 74-30 win over Battle Creek Lakeview. The Lady Cardinals will play at Lakeview coming up next Friday. After the Loin Oryx game, the Coldwater girls will have the week off before they travel to Battle Creek Lakeview. And on that night next Friday, that will also be the opener for the Coldwater Cardinal boys up at Lakeview. Dana Clark, the head coach of the Quincy Orioles, approaching our broadcast position here at Quincy High School. No, the headset has to actually go on the other way.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew, right. Oh, Dana Clark joining us on our post-game show. That's a pretty frantic pace for first game of the season, you think?
Absolutely. That's not what we've practiced, but it seemed to be working for us for a while, so I kind of went with it.
Went with it, and the Orioles were able to keep it close throughout most of the first half and a little bit into the third quarter.
We just kind of lost it for some reason. They started playing a little tighter defense, a little more pressure. We started to panic a little bit, got a little tired. And once we start to get frustrated, things just started to go downhill.
I was going to say the way the pace of the game, it was kind of hard to sustain after the entire 32 minutes, especially for opening night of the season.
Yeah, and again, I went with it, not what I had planned on, but we were close with them all the way into the second half. You know, halftime was great. They were positive, and that's something that we haven't always had in the past. So we're taking small steps and hopefully moving in the right direction.
Well, looking at your score sheet, Andrea Farron led the way with 12 points, 7 big points in the first quarter, and then she scored 2, 3, 4, 5 in the third. She finished, 4 of 6 from the charity stripe. Next on the list, Bailey Canock with 7 points before. Wasn't quite sure. How did she get hurt?
I don't really know exactly. I just know she was screaming about her knee. So.
Ooh, I hope it pans out positively for her, because that would be a huge loss for the Orioles if she would have to set out an extended spell.
Yes, especially after watching her. She did exactly what I had anticipated her doing. I was really looking for her to make some moves to the hoop, get some powerful rebounds, and kind of take charge inside in a new position for her. So, yes, I hope that she's okay. I'm heading over to the hospital after here to find out how she's doing.
Well, we'll try and keep this as brief as possible. Next down the list after her, Katie Spaulding with the 6 first-half points. Had a couple girls get into foul trouble, Gabby Masson, Ashton King among them, Katie Spaulding as well.
Katie didn't really get into trouble until the very end, so I wasn't too concerned about that, but Ashton is my point guard. You know, when you have two fouls going into the third quarter, you have to be a little more reserved with mm-hmm. what you do. Same thing with Gabby. She's our big post player. She's our go-to person, makes a lot of great moves, makes things happen, and when she's sitting on the bench, that hurts us as well.
Well, the next challenge for Quincy is coming up on Friday night, playing at Mendon.
Yeah. They have a really tough player that we're going to have to work really, really hard to stop. She scored 25 on us last year, so we're looking for her and trying to figure out a game plan.
Well, Dana Clark, head coach of the Quincy Orioles, thank you for your time and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Dana Clark joining us on our post-game show as the Quincy Orioles fall to the Coldwater Cardinals 57-37. One last bit of business before we call it a night in this near-empty Coldwater Quincy High School gym. Naming of McDonald's players of the game for both Coldwater and Quincy. We'll do that after this from McDonald's Branch County.
Victory is yours at McDonald's with Xbox. Buy any premium McWrap, quarter pounder, or medium fries, and you have a chance to win one of thousands of Xbox One entertainment systems. With millions of prizes, it's easy to come in a customer and leave a legend. There's something for everyone to win at McDonald's. No purchase necessary. Limit 5 price claims per person per day. Game ends 12/23 or while supplies last. See official rules at participating McDonald's and onehuntholiday.com. Void where prohibited.
This holiday, don't forget to get something for that special someone. You know the one. Their face appears in your high school yearbook directly below your name. Yeah, you! This holiday season, treat yourself to the new McCafe White Chocolate Mocha. Savor the season with the rich, creamy, and decadently sweet flavor. Made with 100% Rainforest Alliance Certified Espresso. New White Chocolate Mocha. And returning this season, Peppermint Mocha. There's something for everyone to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Whether McDonald's players of the game for both the Coldwater Cardinals and the Quincy Orioles as the Cardinals open up the 2013-14 season with a 57-37 win over the Quincy Orioles. Oh, why not go with the leaders, Kenzie Galloway, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals and 2 blocks for Coldwater, and Andrea Farron, 12 points to lead the way for the Orioles. They are our McDonald's players of the game. Mentioned coming up for Coldwater on Friday. They open up Smackey's play by hosting the Loy Norix Knights. Quinn Berry joins me, Mike Sy from the Coldwater High School gym, beginning at 7 o'clock. Freshman action getting underway at 4:15. JV's at about 5:45. The varsity set to tip off right around 7:15 or so. Again, our pregame coverage here on WTVB and WTVBAM.com getting underway at 7. We hope you can join us. That's the story from here at Quincy High School. For Coach Candelaney back at the studios in Coldwater, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Orioles. Final score here tonight, the Coldwater Cardinals 57 and the Quincy Orioles 37 until Friday. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.